Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. The U.S. Coast Guard says the search for six missing people in the waters near Baltimore is over. A massive steel bridge collapsed yesterday after a container ship smashed into one of the support pillars. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath spoke with reporters last night.
So I'd like to announce tonight that based on the length of time that we've gone in this search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
Efforts will resume this morning to try to recover the bodies. Meantime, the investigation is underway into why the container ship crashed into the bridge support. In the U.S., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running as an independent candidate for president, and now he's announced his running mate.
So I'm proud to introduce to all of you the next Vice President of the United States of America, Nicole Shanahan. Thank you all very much.
Nicole Shanahan is a 38-year-old California-based lawyer. She was once married to one of the Google founders, and she heads a charitable foundation that supports abortion rights and the environment.
Join me and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the healing of America. We've got this.
Some Democrats fear that RFK Jr. will take votes away from Joe Biden in November. The Prime Minister is challenging provincial leaders opposed to the upcoming increase to the federal carbon tax to find an alternative. In a letter to premiers, Justin Trudeau said, "Your governments either did not propose alternative systems or proposed systems that did not meet the minimum standard for emissions reductions." Seven premiers have called for a pause or cancellation of the $15 per ton increase, which takes effect April 1st. Teachers in Newfoundland and Labrador say violence in schools is trending upwards, and it's expected to surpass previous years. As Heather Gillis reports, the Canadian Teachers Federation says it's a problem right across the country.
We almost had a murder, just as well to call it like it is, on a school steps.
It was one of the most serious incidences of school violence in Newfoundland and Labrador. Last March, five teens attacked a St. John's High School student and were charged with attempted murder. Teachers Association President Trent Langdon is projecting a 40% increase in school violence this year, expecting nearly 3,900 acts of physical violence, with almost 1,000 incidents this past September and October alone. Heidi Yetman of the Canadian Teachers Federation says violence is a problem across the country.
Since the pandemic, those violent incidences have increased.
Education Minister Krista Lynn Howell says violence is rare and believes schools are safe. She says they've started a teacher think tank and are working on an education accord to improve the system, something Langdon says he has little faith in. Heather Gillis, CBC News, St. John's.
Members of Ontario's provincial parliament can now speak Indigenous languages in the legislature. Until now, politicians could only speak English or French, Sarah Law reports.
Saul Mamakwa says it means the world to him to be able to speak Anishinaabe Mohin at Queen's Park. He wasn't allowed to speak his language at residential school. The MPP for Kiwetinohk in northwestern Ontario will be the first MPP to address the speaker in an Indigenous language. Esther Dibo teaches Ojibwe in Thunder Bay's Catholic School Board. The elder from White Sand First Nation is a residential school survivor.
The Ojibwe language is our way of life, is my way of life. That's who I am as a person.
Dibo still sees shame among her students as they pick up new Ojibwe words. She hopes the Queen's Park Amendment will help change that and looks forward to hearing Mamakwa's first address later this spring, truly in his own words. Sarah Law, CBC News, Thunder Bay, Ontario.
And that is your World This Hour. I'm Neil Herland.